The Senate Ag Committee has officially released their 2013 Farm Bill draft, and according to Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow, the bipartisan 2013 Farm Bill represents the most significant reform of American agricultural policy in decades. She notes the era of direct payments comes to an end with the Agricultural Reform, Food and Jobs Act, with the bill creating risk management tools that support farmers when they are negatively impacted by weather disaster or market events beyond their control. According to Stabenow, by ending unnecessary subsidies, streamlining and consolidating programs, and cracking down on abuse, the bill will yield a total of $23 billion in cuts to agricultural programs, including cuts made due to the sequester. She notes that is more than double the amount recommended by the bipartisan Simpson-Biles Commission and the Gang of Six. Stabenow says the Senate's 2013 Farm Bill strengthens top priorities that help farmers, ranchers, and small business owners create jobs. With the current Farm Bill set to expire September 30th, Stabenow notes that Congress must pass legislation this year to provide farmers the certainty they need to keep driving our economic recovery, as 16 million jobs hang in the balance. Just a few highlights of the bill for our specialty crops sector include the consolidation of 23 existing conservation programs into 13, while maintaining existing tools to protect and conserve land, water, and wildlife, including easements to help prevent sprawl and protect wetlands. The draft supports export opportunities to help farmers find new global markets for their goods and provides increased support for farmers markets and food hubs to connect farmers to schools and other community-based organizations. There is also an emphasis on the growth in bio-based manufacturing and innovation in bioenergy production, with support for non-food-based advanced biomass energy production such as cellulosic ethanol and woody biomass power. The bill also reauthorizes the sugar program and includes the conservation compliance language proposed by Georgia Senator Saxby Chambliss last year. The committee is set to mark up the measure on Tuesday, May 14th. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.